Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
We have a good show today. We talked about killers and crying stories.
What podcast we're listening to. Yes. But first, do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. I bet it can be hard work. I know it's hard work. I have a home. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Your to-do list is a mile long. So go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And on with the show.
The Corolla Drinks Wine Club has arrived. We're bringing you all the bottles you can drink and more perks than you know what to do with. For those who just want to dip their toes into the wine club, our 3 and 6 pack clubs will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, and a DVD of the long-awaited Uppity, plus more and more goodies throughout the year. For those who want to dive in head first, our case club will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, a DVD of Uppity, and 2 tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue, featuring the entire ACS family, a lineup of comedians, all the food and booze you can consume, a photo with Adam, Bald, and Gina in the ACS studio, and a private concert from The Offspring. But wait, there's more. For renewing Case Club members only, you'll get a private tequila and cigar tasting with the unholy trinity of Adam, Drew, and Garrigus before the barbecue even begins. For those who want to attend the party of the year without having delicious booze sent to your door 3 times a year, tickets are available for sale at CorollaDrinks.com. So prep your livers. The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the
end. What's up, everybody? Hi, guys.
For Crying Out Loud.
Oh, you know, what's up, Stephanie?
Hi.
It's Friday. Let's say hi to our special listeners.
Yeah.
When I say special, you know.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Slow.
Yeah.
Like Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell?
Those two.
Especially.
Mm-hmm. What about our boy Jacob Crowley?
Yeah. Jacob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly Brandt. She's not your aunt.
But then her.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Now Kelly's going to
you know,
come
Randy
around.
May Ames.
Oh, yeah. Then there's Randy.
Yeah, Randy. Luis Juarez.
Okay, Luis.
I like this is our new tone. We're just going to sound annoyed with all of them.
Yeah.
Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
Gabby Fonseca.
Oh, that bitch.
And Missy Schaefer.
Oh, fucking Missy.
For crying out loud. Rebecca Lubin.
Rebecca.
For Christ's sakes.
You're not that cute, Rebecca.
No. Yeah, but she kind of is, though. Michelle McKibben.
Michelle.
She can take a ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who am I missing right now?
I bet you she says that at people.
Carrie Bitchy.
What's up, Carrie?
Carrie Berry Bitchy. Ishan Vajpayee.
Ishan. He's old school.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. OG. Aaron Lan.
Who it is?
Amy Hunt.
Hey, Amy.
What's up? Of her. Christy Robinson. She's new.
Hi, Christy.
And Stephanie Rinker.
What's up, Stephanie?
Personal friend of mine. I like Stephanie.
Oh,
we've talked a lot on Facebook. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. So, what's up?
You tell me. You were going to tell me about Sunny going to the Laker game. This is going to be a lot of laughs.
Oh, my Sunny.
So, yeah, what happened? Because there's a part of this story that Adam told too, right? So,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Adam did talk about. Well, yeah. So Adam was talking about how he told Sonny that we're gonna have to check with Norm because when we got the tickets for the Laker game through Norm, this was before the tragedy.
So Norm gave Adam season tickets.
He gave him tickets to this game. This particular game.
Oh, just
game.
This particular
yeah,
game?
Yeah, just this game. The Trailblazers versus the Lakers.
Why didn't he get him season tickets? That'd be a nice gift.
Well, I don't know. I asked Norm. Adam didn't. I did.
Okay.
And I just said, can we get any Laker game tickets? Because Sonny's never gone to any Laker. Well, he did when he was like three. So anyway, so Adam said, you know, this was before the, you know, Norm, he might want to go to this game. Also, their Clipper game got canceled. So that would have been their first game back since the tragedy. But now it's Friday night. So anyway, let's see if he wants. Plus, I guess he has a relationship with Kobe. Like, let's see if Norm wants to go. So I emailed and asked, and then they said, no, Norm wants you to have the tickets. And by the way, Norm's out of town anyway. But even if he wanted to go, he can go. So don't worry about it. You guys go and have a good time. I think it was Adam's way of trying to get out of going. Most people would want to go, but not Adam. He doesn't like, you know, he doesn't, whatever. He likes to watch games and stuff on TV. So
he doesn't like to go, or is it – like, he doesn't want to deal with the parking or what?
All of it. Doesn't want to deal with the parking, the crowd. Ever since I've met him, he likes to watch games on TV with his friends, just like so he can go home and go to bed after I get, I don't know, whatever. So
he's living his best life.
He is. So I says to Sonny, so I said, when I first told Sonny, you're going to go to the Laker game, who do you want to take? I told you he wanted to bring Dylan and Gabe, the two guys here. That's if Mom brought them, though. Then I could have went. But then I told Sonny, no. Well, I didn't say no, but I said, are you sure you don't want to bring any of your friends, you know? So anyway, so then he brought his best friend and this other boy and then Adam. So
his best friend, like one of the new skater
no,
guys?
No, Jensen, his best friend.
Okay.
Yeah, him and then one of the – this boy that actually now has to – is going to get homeschooled. These boys get homeschooled now because they're – in football. I don't get that because
– what?
I know. There's two boys of Sonny's that was homeschooled this year, and then now this boy is going to be staying home and being homeschooled because of football. I don't know. I can't understand what he's talking about because
– what?
I know.
You've only heard this from Sonny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he says they're getting homeschooled because of
the
football?
The one kid – what that one kid was homeschooled, yeah, because we see this kid all the time, and then I do know he was homeschooled, but now he's coming back again, and next year he's going to be back, starting high school, he'll be back, but for this year he's going to be home. I don't know.
Like, who are you? You're home because of football, like, so you're playing football all day, like, with who? Everyone's at school.
I don't know. There's some program academy or something in Pasadena. That's all I know. I don't know why they have to be homeschooled. I don't get it. But anyway,
I'm not like totally opposed to homeschooling.
But why?
But not for football?
I know. Huh? I know. I don't get it.
Okay.
So anyway, so Sonny's taking these two boys and Adam, and they got, and then by the way, they get tickets. They get their VIP parking, you know, so it's not like he has to whatever. But it is going to be at the Staples Center on Friday. Oh, so what Adam was saying about Sonny is that he asked Norm. Norm said, but when he told Sonny originally, he said, we're going to have to ask Norm if he wants the tickets back. There was no like, oh, come on, really? Or, you know, really? Or, you know, even Adam was saying, like, if that was me, I'd go, okay. But then I'd be like, did you hear back from Norm yet? Have you heard back from Norm? There wasn't like the fact that Sonny was understanding, basically. So. Which was nice. Okay. Anyway, so Friday night is the game, and it's
so he does hear back from Norm, and Norm says,
"Yeah,
it's fine.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want you to have him." And then Sonny was like, "Awesome, good, okay." So we're going on Friday night. So Adam is taking these boys. This is the first time that Adam's taken the kids out in a long time. Like he hasn't taken them out in a while. Like he has been traveling a lot and he's been doing stand up a lot, but this is the first time in a long time he's taken him without me and these kids. So like, Adam, don't forget, you got to feed them, you know?
You bring a pocket full of almonds?
Yeah, he did. And a banana. Not a complete monster. No,
brown. Brown's a great color. What are you, a banana racist? Eat the banana.
Eat the banana. So, no, they ate before they went. But anyway, so So the thing, though, okay, so they had a good time, but I sent the Adam the address of where he knows where Jensen lives, but where the other boy, and I hear so he at the end of the night he dropped the boy off at home, but then he tells Jensen, text your dad. And all right, so Adam's friends with the dad, so he can do this. But so what? Text your dad and have him come pick you up. Even though Jensen lives, I know, at the end of the night.
No.
Right?
No.
Why'd you do that? And he's like, well, I don't know. He doesn't live that far. I go, yeah,
but
I know.
But then the other parent has to get up, get dressed, come out,
man,
pick up their
kid. He's fine. I owe him $100 anyways. I had to pay him. I said, then give it to Jensen. So you're going to make him get out of bed and come get it? Like, you can't hand the $100 to Jensen at the end of the night and give this to your dad? Right? It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, okay.
When my mom friends and I are taking – when you're taking the kids home at the end of the night, mm-hmm. even if you're taking four of them
right.
and they all live around, you go drop everyone's kids
yes.
off.
Yes.
I never – and even if the parents go, oh, you know, if you want to just go back to your house,
right.
I'll come get them. You go, oh, absolutely not.
No,
already out.
Yes,
I'll drop them off.
Of course.
That's like mom code.
Of course. Is it just a mom thing?
You don't go, great.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be home in bed. You come get your kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got up early. I got up at 5. I had to drive. I was thinking, can he just have his dad? He was fine. He was, of course he's fine. What is he going to do? Say no? Bring him home?
Right.
Backhand you?
Right.
Like, of course. So, anyway. But they had a good time. And Sonny said, though, I said, did you cry? And he goes, no, not really, because – it's so much to take in. Like, you're there and it's just, you know, you're parking, you're walking through this whole crowd of memorial. There's memorials everywhere. You look, you get in there, they do the whole thing, like the pre-show, the whole, you know, the singing and the video, the documentary video that they shot. Michael Jordan was the narrator, but like, it's just so much you're taking in. So I guess they didn't, you know, he says they came close, but didn't really, you know, not really.
He's like Elby.
Mm-hmm. He's a serial.
He's a sociopath. Mm-hmm. He's like, I felt emotions.
But not those kinds of emotions. Pangs of hunger emotions.
I mean, Mom, I'd only had some almonds and a banana.
Right.
Half a banana. I had to split it. Uh-huh. Jensen. Uh-huh. Wait, was there another kid with them too?
Yeah, the other kid that Adam did take home, because he doesn't know that kid.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because poor Jensen's dad, he knows. So he made him come pick him up.
Right.
Big deal. So Jensen lives he lives a mile and a half from us. But he lives up in the hills. Like, God
right.
forbid Adam has to go up the hill. Like, I don't want to drive up the hill.
But that reminds me of the lady who thought that was totally on your way. Remember the one that wanted to carpool with you for
That was who I talked about on Patreon last week. That was her.
Oh, that was the same person?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I live up the
Starting
hill.
Starting to make sense.
Yes, exactly.
Like it's on your way.
Right.
To take Sunny, but it's not on my way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it was a beautiful
Beautiful night. And then the next morning, I didn't watch the game. I didn't get to watch it. But then the next morning, Sonny watched the beginning of it with me, at least. And, you know, what we watched LeBron do his speech. And then I was crying. And then Sonny was crying. So Sonny did cry, but at home in mm-hmm. the privacy of his own home. But he was telling me, though, that there was a guy behind me. He must have been on a date. I'm pretty sure it was his girlfriend. I don't think it was his wife because he was extra nice to her. He was really polite because he's like, and I go, really? Oh, and he goes, now hear me out. He goes, I'm saying this because she must have been bugging the shit out of him because she kept asking him questions. So the other team, so what happens? Why are they not supposed to? Why don't they get the ball? Well, what? Ooh, oh, so they want to have, like, asking all these questions. Well, that was a technical, what's a technical foul? Like, all these questions, and he's explaining. And he goes, at one point, you could tell, like, he was, like, enough already with the questions, but he still was, like, answering her. And I'm like, okay, so they could be boy. And he goes, no. He goes, he was, you know, he was a little too nice, and she was asking a lot of dumb questions. Oh, okay. But they had a nice, they had a nice time, and wow, that was it, really. That was about it. The other thing, though, like the kids from the team that she was on, they were there. That was sad.
The daughter, Gigi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they showed a clip. I don't know if you guys probably watched some. Well, I'm sure a lot of people watch it. But they showed a clip of Kobe talking. I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel, and him saying
that his daughter wants to play in the WNBA.
Yeah, like, you gotta have a, like, people telling Kobe, you gotta have a boy. You gotta have a boy. And he's like, my daughter's gonna be carrying on the legacy.
Yeah,
I don't have to have a boy to have that legacy.
Yeah,
yeah, it's sad. Did you watch it, Kalen?
I watched the second half of the game, and then I kind of went back and watched the opening ceremony and all this stuff beforehand on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I saw these fools on Saturday, Kalen and his woman, and who else was there? Gary and his wife, and
Matt Fondalier was there. Chris Loxamana.
Chris Lock. All the guys from here and their ladies were on Saturday at Patrick's baby shower.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's probably getting ready to pop.
She is in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. First week of March, she's due.
Wow,
I know, she's cute. Yeah, they had a baby shower at a bar on a Saturday.
Oh my god,
was at a Malibu Beer and Wine, but it's not in Malibu. It's a block from where I grew up in West Hills. It's
just
like, it's kind of like the Sage, but it's not at the Sage, but it's like that kind of, it's a huge outdoor place where you bring your own food. Like, you can have like a picnic type thing. So they had a whole back area reserved with tables, and all these guys were there, and it was a lot of fun. It was a fun time. Yeah. And I was supposed to go to my niece's 40th surprise birthday.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, because her...
Well,
anyway.
That was a surprise.
Surprise.
She got surprised.
No,
surprise.
Lynette's
I'm not there.
Yeah, I can only do so much in one day. Like, that was far enough. That place, the baby shower, is like 45 minutes. But then I was going to go home, get Sunny and Natalia, go to her party, which was going to be in Canyon Country, which is an hour away.
Oh, no.
No. It was too much. So something had to give.
Well, you know what would have been a good gift?
Mm-hmm.
Had you gone,
mm-hmm.
a beautiful collection of little cakes, baked by Melissa.
They're
so this
delicious.
Is our new sponsor. Let me see that for a second. This is our brand new sponsor, and Kalen, they sent us this little box of cakes, and I was like, okay, well, you know, some
mm-hmm.
cakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
I was like, this is the best gift ever. It's little. Teeny, they're, you know, like mini cupcakes. They're all these mini cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Jelly Bellies of cupcakes.
Yeah.
Am I right, Kalen?
Mm-hmm.
It's like all these really cool. Okay, there's tie-dye cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
There's red velvet. There's a cookie dough cupcake. How cute is that? There's triple chocolate fudge, peanut butter and jelly, mint cookie, hot cocoa, vanilla and sprinkles. And then they have vegan cupcakes. It's this super trendy little cupcakes, but it's so cool and new and different.
Yes. And it comes in a box, a cute box. And you just put it in your fridge and they stay nice.
Yeah.
And they're adorable and they're bite sizes. And don't think I'm not going to have one.
Oh my gosh. This is the greatest gift. You could do this for Valentine's Day for someone. You could mm-hmm. do this for a birthday.
Yeah.
You could buy some and then bring it with you as something to put out. Because if you put it out on like a little tray, it will seem like you got them at like a super gourmet cupcake store.
And let me tell you, this baked by Melissa, this Melissa girl, I'm pretty sure this is her, has been around for a long time. When I did a charity event at like probably 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
she came around and gave me like her business card. She was baking these out of her house. And now look at her. She's got her own business, Baked by Melissa.
I tried the dark chocolate coconut cupcake and
you have
I almost died.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was so yummy.
Yeah. So you can get your Baked by Melissa box. You go to bakedbymelissa.com/ FCOL, and use the promo code FCOL, you'll get 15% off your order. So, you know, take advantage. Go get – that's 15% off. That's good. So go to bakedbymelissa.com/FCOL and use the code FCOL.
And also Joybird.
Oh, I love Joybird.
Yes. I love to snuggle up with a good Audible and like a warm drink in my home on a Joybird couch.
What kind of drink, Stephanie?
cider. Mm. Yeah. Listen, Joybird has amazing furniture, but what I love the most about Joybird is every piece is customizable. They have over 50 fabric options. Whether you are like, I like a neutral beige, mm-hmm. you know, or you're like, I like bubblegum pink.
Yes.
They have it for you at Joybird.
That's right. They got all different types of fabrics that you can choose from and mm-hmm. the
pet friendly mm-hmm. or super nice. I got no kids, no pets.
That's
fabric.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yes.
a thing.
Yeah. You can get free fabric swatch kits that they're available so that you can touch them and look at them in person.
Yeah. And yeah. there's a 365-day home trial. So you can skip the furniture store, bring the showroom home with you. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/FCOL. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/FCOL. So just go to joybird.com/FCOL and receive an exclusive offer, 25% off your first order by using the code FCOL. I love it. Yeah. So,
yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Nothing. What are you laughing at, Kaylin?
Your face when you said that was making me laugh.
So I find that as I get older, and this actually kind of ties back into what you were saying, I can only handle like one event per
right?
day.
You it's know, too, yes.
And even if it's an event that the kids are doing,
mm-hmm.
I find that my day gets planned around like. Something Sadie's doing.
Right.
Like her social thing. Like right. I'm like, oh, don't give me any other information. Sadie has to go to a sleepover party tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why my date, like I wake up in the morning and I go, okay, Sadie's going to a sleepover party today. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it got to so yeah. isolated in my brain. Like, okay. Oh, and then the gift comes in several stages, right?
Like, yes.
Okay. The day before Sadie wanted to get her friend. She has this, her like closest friend, mm-hmm. this girl named Vivian, mm-hmm. super sweet girl. So she said, I want to get her, you know, normally I'm just like, let's just give them cash.
Right.
Or gift card, right?
Yeah, gift card.
This mm-hmm. is the age mm-hmm. where you don't have to shop anymore. They appreciate right. cash.
Yes.
But Sadie wanted to like get her something more personal.
Right.
You know, so I was like, okay, what does she like? Well, she likes this, smoothie store that is mm-hmm. at the mall. It's called
Orange Julius.
Close. Forgot what it's called. Nectar. She likes to have, and I was like, all right, but she's only turning 12. Like her mom pays for her
right.
smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie was like, I know, but it's like the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Like then she can have her own money right. to yeah. go buy herself a smoothie. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right. But it just became a whole kashaw. Like,
yes.
Okay. So now. So the day before, Xander has practice. His practice is at 3:45, but they got out of school at 1:25. So I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm going to go get you both. I'm going to take you to the mall. We're going to go buy the gift cards. Then I'm going to take Xander back to school. Then I'm going to go home. Then, you know, my head yeah. starts to spin. I can't do more than one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. And listen, if something's at the mall, forget it. I don't want to go to the mall. I hate going to the mall. Like, yeah. I'd rather go. Does Nectar have an online, like, something where we could just buy it online and print it? Anything but going to the mall. It drives me insane. Yeah.
yeah.
Natalia's got a birthday thing today on a Monday. After
what?
Well, I know. And she's like, Mom, it's so-and-so's birthday, and so we're celebrating it at the volleyball practice tonight. And I go, well, okay. Yeah, Ann. And she's like, well, we got to stop after. So when you pick me up, we're going to have to go get her something. And I go, okay, we'll go to Vaughn's and get her a gift card.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get a gift card.
Why?
way.
I know. And I go, what? And then I go, all right, I don't want to think about what you're going to get her, but I'm not going to the mall, so forget
you're it. You're like, well, get her something else. At Vons.
At Vons. Oh, and we want to go to Ralph's instead? Okay.
Is there anything in the produce section? Does she like apples?
How about bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I ain't not going to the mall. And if this is your way of getting me to the mall, I'm not going. And by the way, you know, we don't have any how much time do we have? So she wants me to go get her after the school and then go straight to the mall. And then from the mall, go to her practice. And then she does this too. Why are you going to go home? Why don't you just stay? Like, she likes me to stay and watch her do her volleyball practice, where I don't want to do anything but, do I want to hear yelling side out for an hour and a half?
No, like, you don't.
No, I don't.
No.
I go, okay, can I wait in the car? No. Don't go wait in the car, Mom. So then she wants me to sit at her practice.
And this is another thing that I hate. Why are people so up in your business if you're listening to something on headphones? Why is everybody so goddamn judgy about, like, listening to headphones? You're listening to your headphones.
Right.
Half my fucking neighbors have, like, a problem with me walking around the neighborhood.
With your headphones?
I'm like, I don't work for you. Mm-hmm. I'm on a walk. Mm-hmm. Why are you so interested in the fact that I'm in headphones? I told you about the guy that was saying that my next door neighbor wasn't bonding properly.
Oh, yeah.
With his child, because he's listening to something. Like, listening to a podcast does not stop me. How about I don't want to bond with my neighbors? Yeah. How about that?
I know. Why do we have to bond? We got to bond enough with other people we don't want to bond with. Why your neighbor?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
I hate it. I hate the fact that, like,
I get judged when I have to go to a game and I'm at the tournament. And I drop Natalia off or him off, and then I go park the car, and I still have the earbuds on because I want to listen to as much as I can until I have to turn it off and yell side out. So then I get there, and then people are like, you're talking to a parent, and they go, can you hear me? Like, they do the thing, like they point to.
Right, right, right.
And like they are, you know, you feel like they're trying to tell you, like, hey, can you? Take the earbuds out.
You're like, I'm not a surgeon on call.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm not missing anything.
Right.
Like, if you're wondering if I can hear you or not, assume I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And shut up.
Yeah. And why do we have to? And, like, I was at Sonny's game on Saturday at his basketball game. And I, like, had my earbuds on and I thought to myself, oh, I should take them out. But no, what? So what? I can't watch him and listen to a podcast at the same time. I'm sitting by myself. I'm not socializing right now.
It's gotten out of control with the expectation of how focused we're supposed to be on their game. Like, I feel like I have three kids. I'm always doing this.
Right.
Like, why is it? Remember the time I told you I was watching a Xander game? Some early in the morning, it was for Kiki when he was doing that. And this mom, I was texting probably with, like, Elby or something who was having some other issue at home. You know, I'm multitasking. And this mom's like, your son just made a shot. You missed it.
Uh-huh. I hate they do that to me.
I wanted to punch her in the face. You missed it. Like, you act. It's like those people that go, oh, well, you were so busy being depressed when you had a newborn.
Right.
You missed it.
Right.
No, I was right fucking there.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting in the bleachers watching the game. Oh, yeah. I missed one shot. What
right.
are you? I didn't miss his childhood.
Right. I know.
Calm down. Like, with the judging of, like, what I'm doing, why are you so busy watching me texting?
Yeah.
You're missing it.
Yeah, you just missed your kid, just shot, and you were yelling at me for missing my kid. Now you just missed it.
Yeah. I should have been like, oh, my God, while you were telling me that, your kid just made a three-pointer.
Uh-huh.
Then they would have been like, they did? Yeah. They would have, but the score is the same. You should go talk to the refs.
Well, right.
You should go argue with the refs. They didn't give him the score. He just made a three-point. No, he did.
How about the parents that can't settle down for 2 seconds when they're like, something, kid scores, right? And they're like, hey, change the score. Change the score. Like, falling asleep over there. You better tell him over at the table to change the score.
Yeah.
I'll leave him alone. Give him a second. I'd have to listen to that a bunch of times at her tournament last weekend. A score changer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's too much. It is. But these birthday parties, it's like, just give the kid a $20 bill and call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or go to Vons and get a gift card.
I mean, I think that would really be the easier thing. But for the Sadie one, I was like, okay, well, she doesn't get invited to that many parties. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. So I did. I went and picked them up. And then Xander said, Mom, this was at the same time. Sadie wanted to go to the mall and get Vivian a special gift. Xander didn't want to go to the after school program in between school and his practice, which started like almost 2 hours later. So I said, okay, do you want to go to the mall? And he went, he did this. I'm like, well, I'm going to the mall. So you have a choice. First of all, it's not like I'm jonesing to go to the mall.
Right.
I go there every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not a treat for me either.
Yes.
But you can either go with me and I'll buy you a Wetzel pretzel or whatever. Or go to freaking the after school program. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I can't be everywhere at once.
I know.
So he says, all right, I'll go to the mall. So I took them both to the mall. We bought Vivian her Nectar gift card and a Starbucks gift card. And and also, by the way, I'm always trying to procrastinate. Like, she's like, well, there's Starbucks right here. Let's get her the Starbucks gift card. And I don't know how I magically thought a Starbucks card was going to appear between then and, like, the party the next day. I was like, well, we could just get that later. And you know what
I
mean?
As if you live next
like,
door
I
to
don't
Starbucks.
Know. I was going
to
find one in a drawer.
Yeah.
Live next. Exactly. And Sadie, that's what Sadie kind of was like, but we're right here.
Right.
Why you got to be so – fine. Okay. All right.
I know.
Got the gift card. Got that. Got her something else. Get Xander to practice. Get home. Then I'm exhausted. I need four naps.
I know. Do you take naps at all during the day?
I don't.
Me neither.
But
I used
by
to.
By nap, I mean pretend I'm napping and lay down and listen to a podcast.
Yeah, I know. And what podcast are you listening to?
Chasing Cosby.
Yes. I had to let that pile
A new
up.
One comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
I listen to... Oh, I'm listening to a new one. Well, it's not new, but remember when we used to listen to The Breakdown? Because they had the case of the hot car dad.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, the Atlantic Journal
podcast.
Well, there's a new season seven, and it's about this cop.
I'm going to write this down.
Who shot a guy who was mentally ill and who was naked and running around, and the cop shot him. And there, it's the truck that... It's really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I was listening to that on the way in here.
All right.
And then I listened to,
The Breakdown.
Here's one that I got into and went back and listened to all the old episodes. Court Junkie. Did you ever listen to that?
Yes, Court Junkie. Yeah.
Not Crime Junkie.
No, Court Junkie.
Court Junkie. There's something calming about the woman's voice. It's not a great podcasting voice. She's a little boring. But it's... It's comforting.
Okay.
Because she doesn't try to do too much.
Yeah. Right.
Just she's not putting her own opinions in there. You know, she's just like reporting on the case and the trial, which I enjoy. So I've listened to a lot of those. I listen to every Dateline because they're constantly a new Dateline.
Right. I'm behind. I didn't realize with Sword and Scale.
Really?
I was like, what? I thought because he was like, we're not going to be on Patreon anymore. Oh, okay. Then these last ones are going to be on Patreon. But after this, we're not going to be on. It's like, oh, but so I didn't check Patreon. I just was thinking he's, I don't know. Yeah. So.
It's all crime. This is my recently updated Dateline Court Junkie, 48 Hours, Sword and Scale, 2020. Case File, and then my political ones. I listen to political ones, and then I have Behind the Bastard, Behind the Bastards, because you told me.
Oh, Behind the Bastards. That's right. Yeah, that's got a million of them.
Invisible Choir, but that is not updating. And then I was listening, and then you know I love Heavyweight, but that hasn't updated.
Yeah, oh, right.
And yeah.
And by the way, we have a book club. Did we talk about it in this episode?
I think not.
Yeah, for Patreon, we're doing a book club. We're gonna do the Demi Moore's book, Inside Out. You guys can sign up and follow along.
Yeah. So what else is new?
I've been listening to this book. I think I'm a sick person because so I get emails from Audible like once in a while. That's like, hey, you know, new book came out that we think you might like. This one's Cries in the Desert. The shocking true story of a sadistic torturer.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, this guy's insane. Have you heard about this story about this guy? This happened in the 90s.
Title didn't tip you off. No. You're like a sadistic torturer. Oh, oh my God, this guy's out of his mind. Who does that? I know. Who sadistically tortures people? Only a crazy person.
And by the way, torturing, shouldn't sadistic already just be like a given?
Right.
You don't have to say sadistic. Like,
right.
Okay, we get it. If you're going to write a book about it, pretty much you can bet on it's sadistic. But listen, so this guy, did you hear about this? This was in the 90s, and I never heard the story. Him and his wife got arrested because this girl, she escaped because – so she escaped. She was found – she ran to somebody's house and by the way, she tried to flag down two cars and they kept going. Just like if you've seen – this girl's naked and she's got – but except she's got a dog collar around her neck with chain – a padlock with chains that she's – dragging and she's running and she's hysterical and she's got a head gash and she goes and tries to flag down a car and that car just takes off. Then she sees another car, tries to flag it down, and then that one takes off.
How do you feel about yourself if you're like,
you're just gonna leave her in the desert? I know.
Pick up hitchhikers.
Right. She wants to go to the mall to go buy some clothes, probably.
Hell?
And I get there's no cell phones back then.
How would you not stop?
I know. It was just like, come on. So she ran. Then she figured out nobody was going to stop. So she ran into this first house she could find. And so she escaped this husband and wife, but mostly it was him. So he, for years, have been – he rigged a trailer called he called it the toy box, and he rigged it to kidnap, and he didn't necessarily really kill. He would kidnap them and let them go, and he would go, he was in New Mexico, and he would go across the border, find prostitutes, usually, so he would want to kidnap people that usually didn't have people out looking for them. So if they went disappearing, it's kind of like, they always kind of go disappearing, then they show up kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he would find these women and bring them back to his place, and he made this trailer specifically to torture them. And so then he met this woman who's an idiot, and she got on his page. Shocking, she's an idiot. Got on his page so that she would go and help him get girls to bring back to his toy box. And he made an audio recording like, hey, you're now going to get tortured. We're not going to kill you, but we're going to torture you for a few days until we get tired of you. And then we're going to let you go on the side of the road, whatever. And he had like a gynecological chair and like ankle spreaders and knee spreaders. And then he had like a shocking, you know, things to shock, a cattle prod thing. And, you know, you could imagine what he did with that.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't hear anymore.
I know, right? I know. And so anyway, so they
– that's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to read this book.
No, it's pretty bad. It's disturbing.
I've gotten a little bit away from the graphic true crime.
Right.
I like more of the psychological, like the court case, mm-hmm. or the
mystery.
Was this person guilty? Well, no, I don't. You know, I was looking at the Crime Junkie because mm-hmm. a lot of people do love that podcast, even though apparently they plagiarized. Remember that was the one where they were taking people's articles and reading it as if it was their own writing of the story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big backlash against them. But anyway, this is the one where the girl who hosts it has a co-host and all the co-host does is go, what? Oh my God. Huh? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like four times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was kind of desperate. I was like, well, I went all the way through Invisible Choir and all my court junkies. So I wonder if there's anything here. Most of them are unsolved.
Oh, really?
And the only way I'll listen to something that's unsolved is if I don't know it's unsolved.
Right.
And then I'm going to be angry about it afterwards.
Yeah.
But if you're leading with, still haven't caught this guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Call me when you catch the guy.
Yeah.
And then I want to hear how it all turned out.
Right.
I don't want to have to
try and solve it for them.
No, I'm not going to try and solve it for you. I know we've talked about this before, but it's different than Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries was fun because at the end there was the number, like, can you help solve a mystery? And I was always like, yes, I'm on the case. You know, that's why we like Amber Alerts. We're like, hold on. There might be a gold. Now I've got my eyes peeled. I'm on the freeway. I'm on the 101.
Right.
Where is this guy?
Right. You know, the crime happened in Cleveland.
But, you know, that's one thing. But it's another thing when you're like, okay, we're going to tell you this story and we're going to tell you all the details. Yeah, I still don't know who did it.
Right.
Well, I can't help you with that.
I know.
That happened in New York in 1984. Yeah. I was just graduating high school.
Right.
How am I supposed to help you with that? I was nowhere in the vicinity.
Yes.
Did it happen yesterday? Maybe I can be on the case.
Right. And if it happened in my vicinity.
Why is that interesting to people?
No, I'm with you. I don't like the ones that don't get solved. Like,
there's
either.
No ending. How do you know when you wrapped up the case?
Yes.
How do you know when to end your podcast? You're like, yeah. And then they looked and they looked and they looked. No leads.
Well, I know. And how do you know if you're not mean? Could be living next door to the guy, you know?
Right. I was listening the other day to, I guess it was a 2020, about the woman who was Ted Bundy's girlfriend. Normally, you know, I don't care about
serial killers.
Mm-hmm. You know I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I've heard enough about Ted Bundy. I get
it. Right.
But I was completely out of stuff to listen to. So I'm like, all right, I'll listen to this 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this woman was such a dum-dum. The
really?
One, she had a kid. And then she started dating Ted Bundy, and it was
I don't really know that much about Ted Bundy, except he liked brunettes.
Oh, I don't know. But this guy was on massive killing sprees, and everything that would happen, like, he breaks up with his girlfriend, and he goes and he lives somewhere else, and then the murders start happening there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, wow, that's a coincidence.
Right.
And then she does start to suspect, so she calls the cops and she sort of tells them, like, I don't know. They showed a picture of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
She sees it. She's like, man, that looks a lot like the guy that I've been sleeping with for years. So she tells the police, oh, it sounds a lot like Ted. The guy's name is Ted.
Oh.
And then so they show the picture to a woman who survived, who Ted Bundy tried to kill but survived.
Mm-hmm.
They showed her the picture. No, they put him in a lineup and the girl didn't pick him, or they showed her pictures.
Right.
And she didn't choose the picture.
Uh-huh.
So the woman, the girlfriend of Ted Bundy, was like, oh, I guess it wasn't him.
Right.
And she was like totally on his side again for a long time.
This was on 2020? Oh, this week? Mm-hmm. I want to hear that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I
like when they're so dumb and so just naive, like the Craigslist killer's girlfriend.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so you have a computer in your house? Well, yeah, but I don't use it. My boyfriend does. And you guys are getting married? Yeah, we're getting married, but I don't do the bills and he does. And
yeah.
Have you seen any dead hookers' clothes in your house? Well, you know. I remember they showed him the picture. Here's a picture of the killer. And it's grainy, but that's the guy. Like, we think that's the – do those look like him? Does that look like him? Well, he doesn't have shoes like that, I don't think.
No, she was like, he does. Yeah, those are his shoes and that's his coat. But that guy's like looks a little wider.
Right. Looks a little wider.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that jacket and that whole combo, that whole ensemble.
Uh-huh.
But that guy looks about 10 pounds heavier.
Right.
Well, you know, the camera adds 10 pounds. Did I say 10? I mean 15. I'm not sure.
I love that stuff.
Denial is a crazy
thing. It
is.
How about like Boudet just put out all those audio recordings of Steven getting
oh, Steven, the guy that was the homeless guy?
Steven, I thought we were friends.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, it was him. The whole uncut audio of him being interrogated and then him and then a bunch of other interrogation tapes that Boudet just put out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Should we tell everybody about Ritual, by the way?
We really should.
Yeah.
Talk
you know
about
when you
not-
get your body stressed out just hearing about all this true crime stuff.
Yeah.
You got to build it back up.
Yes. It can really break your immune system listening to all that crime. Yeah. No, rituals, it's basically vitamins that are essential for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got all the vitamins that we need. But, you know, you don't have to go and buy 50 different ones. You can just get it's got the vitamin Ds, the omegas, all together and in ritual. And you just take the vitamin and it's a delayed release. So it doesn't you don't get nauseous. And so it's gentle enough for an empty stomach, which is nice. And it's got a nice mint aftertaste, so it's not fishy. But it uses vegan oil instead of fish oil. And it's got everything you need. And by the way, you don't have to think about it. It just shows up every month. There it is. And you don't have to go to the store and get all the different ones. And if you already are good, you can hit snooze. So Ritual takes all that guessing out of taking vitamins and taking care of yourself. So daily changes can lead to big results. So start small today. Ritual's offering our listeners a 10% off the first 3 months. So try it and satisfaction is guaranteed. So go to ritual.com/FCOL and you'll start your ritual today. And you'll get 10% off during the first 3 months. So go to ritual.com/FCOL.
Mm-hmm. And also Tommy John.
Tommy John. I love Tommy John. Like we were just talking about Tommy.
We were on our last show.
Yes.
But Tommy John is perfect for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're sitting across from your partner staring dreamily into each other's eyes, that's the perfect moment to utter those three little words you've been thinking for years. Change your underwear.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
Update. Update your underwear.
Yeah. Elevate. Yeah. Elevate your undies
there
game.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, the guys don't need to be wearing underwear with holes in them, but they will if you let them.
Mm-hmm.
Replace their underwear with some Tommy John super soft briefs.
Yes.
Or get your girl a cami with spaghetti straps. It's
mm-hmm.
super soft. You can wear it under any wool sweater so you don't feel the itch.
Oh, that's nice.
Or
that's
just
a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, Tommy John has limited edition Valentine's Day underwear and loungewear gift sets for him and her, plus all the sets are 10% off. So shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order when you go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off, TommyJohn.com/FCOL.
Nice. It's got a text from Natalia in the middle of the day.
And what does it say?
Hi, I ordered sweatpants for my friend's birthday. I accidentally sent it to the wrong address.
What address did she send it to?
She probably sent it to our accountant's address like she always does. I don't know why. All of a sudden it occurred to her while she's at school. Well, she doesn't have glasses, so she can't see the board. So she's probably, you know, dreaming about something else.
Sometimes people say dumb shit to us about our shows.
Yeah. And then delete it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then dirty delete it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Look, if you want to say something, you know, some constructive criticism
mm-hmm.
like you do,
mm-hmm.
and you guys don't hold back. I've seen lots of
mm-hmm.
gentle criticisms, or not so gentle. When you don't like a guest, you don't care if they're in the group or not.
Right.
You guys go off.
Right.
Go off, sis. When you think I'm interrupting Lynette too much, you have no problem telling me. And I don't delete it. I go, well, all right. Let me try harder. But if you're just going to, like, come for us.
Right.
And be really mean.
Yes. And like the swear, like cussing and swearing, like, yeah. But so this person did that. But then do we know if this person is like always been in the group or just decided to join?
They were like a listener. Well, obviously they were a longtime listener because they told me that why the fuck do I pronounce Natalia's name wrong after 13 years, which hasn't been that long.
By the way. Yeah, 13. Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like, the kids are 13.
Hasn't been.
Yeah, I didn't know Natalia when she was a baby. I didn't even know if I do pronounce it the way I pronounce it.
And by the way, so there's two different ways to pronounce it. You can say Natalia.
Also,
half the people in our house, there's four of us.
Uh-huh.
Two of us say Natalia and two of us say Natalia.
I always think that you say Natalia because it's with a little
bit of
your accent. You do a little Natalia. Like you add a little Italian to everything.
I know.
It's like a Jersey, a little bit of an Italian. Like, it's like a little bit of like that, like Natalia. Or I don't think I say like Natalia, like I'm British.
Right.
But like Natalia.
Like Natalia. That's the way she says it. That's the way she says it. She says Natalia. That's the way Sonny says it. He says Natalia. Actually, he calls her Natalie.
He does?
Yeah.
That's funny. But it doesn't matter. Regardless.
It doesn't matter.
If you're going to say like, hey, I always thought that, Lynette says Natalia.
Yeah.
Why do you say Natalia like you're British? Okay. If you asked me that question, I might be like, I don't know. I guess I interpret Lynette's accent.
Right.
And then repeat it back the way I speak.
Right.
Or if you say, why the fuck do you say tournament instead of tournament?
Right.
I'm going to get more mad than I would if you said.
Well, of course.
I'm pretty sure it's tournament.
Right.
Then I might be like, well, so it is. Hi, George.
Right. Radio. No, and the other thing, too, though. As I love the one thread that's I was just telling you that started where it's like, boy, this crowd, man, you're so quick to delete and kick people out if they say something wrong. But like, wait, hold on. First of all, we started this group, not fans of the show. We started it. This is our community that Stephanie and I started. Stephanie started it. So don't be coming in here and talking shit. So, and then second of all, we didn't kick that person out. She deleted it. And that's when Kevin Rice should have said, yeah, but still. So that's when yeah, but still comes in handy. When you're all out of arguments, then you got to go, yeah, but still.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So. The thing is, if you're going to make a comment, the girl that did this, who's probably listening because this is the free show. She's not allowed to listen to Patreon anymore. But the girl that started it.
I didn't know she was in it.
Came at it and said, she originally said, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this because I always get hate for my comments. Okay. Well, if you always get hate for your comments, maybe it's you.
Maybe you should zip it, cunt.
Yeah. Tip off that you might want to think about how you word shit.
Yes.
You might have been fired from a job or two and been like, I don't understand why I continuously get fired. What is wrong with these people? Mm-hmm. I come in with great ideas for how they should run things. You know, I go, why the fuck are the tables arranged like that?
Right.
And then I get fired and I don't get it.
Yes. Who's the moron? I know.
And why the fuck can't Natalia see the board? And why the fuck did you just say Natalia instead of Natalia? Yeah. Anyway. Didn't get under my skin at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I probably would have left it if she hadn't deleted it herself.
Right.
Because it's kind of funny to see all the people that go, you're not going to get anywhere when you talk to the host like that.
Right. Right. Right.
So the thing is, though, that when the other girl was like, wow, people can't even make a little – they can't even have an opinion.
Yeah.
Here's the difference – as I just explained to you, between an opinion, you can go, you know what? Not my favorite when you guys have guests.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You noted that.
Right.
We're going to still have a guest now and then if we feel like it.
Right.
But you know what? By and large, we don't have guests. Why? It takes a certain – we have to really want to hear from the person.
Yes.
We don't just have guests.
Right.
It has to be somebody we really want. And when we do get offered a guest, even if we're like half interested, we have to think like, well, our audience doesn't – appreciate guests that much.
Right.
So we listen to you if it's the majority that we hear that feedback a lot.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to come in here and say, I didn't agree with your opinion, well, we're not a true crime show.
Right.
We're not talking about a case every week.
Yes.
You don't get to disagree with like, oh, our take on the case. This is just our – we're
this
just talking
our
about
life.
Our life. You can't – you don't get to just disagree like, I just disagree with how you're raising Elby.
Yeah.
Well, you don't – it's not for you to disagree with.
Right.
I'm just telling you what's happening.
Mm-hmm. What's happening? And you're just telling it the way you want to tell it and pronounce it the way you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the thing is that a lot of people won't say what's really going on in their lives. And you know why? Because a lot of people would have opinions and judge them.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're on a podcast where it's being broadcast to people.
Yes.
And we don't get to filter out what people say to us.
Right.
But just, like, be polite.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And let's see how you would act if you started getting, you know. But do you think that she said – do you think that she said this just to so that she knew that – well, she did know, but that we would – so that we would talk about her and stuff? Because her two beefs didn't really seem like beefs. Like, I don't know.
Right, like being really mad about the Natalia thing,
yeah,
and then being really mad about why Natalia should be able to see the board,
right,
if she had the proper glasses.
Right.
So it's your fault.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just seemed like a weird thing to pull out of a funny episode where I talked about wearing a diaper for half
right.
the time.
Right. I know.
It was a joyful experience that I think she missed the point.
Yeah. Somebody, too, was like, I don't get the diaper reference, but it's hilarious.
It was the astronaut that went to go kill her boyfriend and put on a diaper so she could get there without having to stop at a Shell station.
Right. We'll explain it to Kaylin after the show.
That was pretty funny.
Then I told John about that, and he said, you know, there are actual astronaut diapers. He goes, that was the thing. And she actually wore an astronaut diaper. They're like extra absorbent. You could pee in them like a couple times.
You know what? I'd like to – should get some of those for Springsteen concerts, because that's the thing is you get in that pit and then it's like, how do you get out of there to go pee? Luckily, I have a bladder of steel. Suzanne, not so much.
I know. These people that have to pee all the time.
Duh, they drive me nuts.
They don't make good friends.
No, they don't. You don't have to pee all the time, do you?
No.
No.
I never have to pee.
I mean, either. In fact, I'm going to brag. I thought about this. I went and got my hair done the other day, last week. I was there for 3 hours or whatever, and I had a beer and a bottle of water while I was there. Because it was in the evening, and me and the guy were, like, catching up. And I left and then had to drive in rush hour traffic for another 45 minutes home. Still didn't have to pee.
Yeah.
Most people go, like, before I hit the road, let me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
I hate those people. It's slowing me down. Oh, I got to wait for you to the bathroom. Hurry up. And then for me, too, like, I got unbuttoned. I don't know. It's just a whole kasha.
It is a kasha.
As if I'm wearing, like, overalls. Yeah.
And, like, Julie is one of those have-to-pee-all-the-time people. She doesn't even listen to the podcast anymore, so it's fine.
Okay.
But you have, like, clean the bathroom before she comes over, because I know the second she gets there, she's been on the road driving 10 minutes. She's going to be like, let me just use the bathroom.
Right, right, right. Are you excited to talk about something? Hold on, I got to go pee first. Like, geez, how old are you, 5?
Yeah, it's like you only live 10 minutes from me.
I know.
You didn't pee before you left the house? Well, I did, but now I have to pee again.
Right. Come on, just tell the story. You can't, like, not – you have to, like, is it going to – you're going to pee? You're going to have an accident before, like, can we just tell me what happened? Like, you know those people?
Totally.
Or you're on a road trip. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can you pull over? Because I got
to
pee.
Yeah. It's like you can't drive from the valley to, like, the airport without they're like, I got to find somewhere. There's nowhere to pull over and pee.
I know. And not the LAX airport either. It's Burbank.
Oh, that's local comedy for you guys
there,
folks. All right.
Join
Patreon at the $10 level and get in on our book club.
Yes.
The first one's going to be free. Mm-hmm. I told people.
Oh, good.
We're just going to do an extra episode. So somebody was like, can we just try it first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I feel good about what we're going to do.
Yeah, I do too.
If you're at the $25 level, you get a personal shout out. I might limit that. I think we have enough personal shout outs. But sometimes people drop out, so then a space will open up.
Oh.
But we have some room for the $50 level. I only have a couple this
week. I have to pee.
Ulysses is paying for a shout-out for, guess what? Jacob Crowley's Titty Meat Extraction Fund.
Nice. That's so nice.
Yes. Jacob is getting his surgery in April. Mm-hmm. I could not be more excited for this dude.
Mm-hmm. I just not emailed him. I just sent him a little message.
Can't be anything worse than being a guy with boobs.
Titty meat.
Yes. Get those out so you can feel more like yourself. Mm. And, you know, he has to be out of work for like 4 to 6 weeks.
It's a whole kasha.
We're helping him
be more comfortable being out of work and supporting his fam.
That's right.
Like, he supported us. So you can go to just go to our page and you'll see – you'll look under any of his posts, Jacob Crowley, and you'll find the GoFundMe account. And Ulysses is doing a shout-out for that.
That's
and
nice.
Letty Molina has CBD oil, even the bacon flavor for the doggies. I give it to Peepo.
Yeah, I need that.
And it's helping with her allergies and arthritis due to her old age. You go to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina. And that's – oh, and Corrine Hayes, she's every week. Go on our page to find her her fundraiser for doctors, the Dr. Jennifer Miller at UF Gainesville, the four clinical trials that's helping kids with Prader-Willi syndrome. And her daughter has it, so this is really close to her heart, and she's paying the big bucks to get a shout-out for it every week. And it's pinned to the top of our page on Facebook.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Thanks, and guys. Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks to our sponsors. Go check out joybird.com/FCOL, bakedbymelissa.com/FCOL, tommyjohn.com/FCOL, geico.com, and ritual.com/FCOL. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.